call the Village of Croton on Hudson Planning Board meeting for Tuesday, December 9th, 2025, to order. First item on the agenda is a new business item. It is 23 Nordica Drive, Mark Franzoso, amended site, minor site plan approval for retaining wall around contour of property. You got Mark?
All you guys? Ladies?
What's that? Steve would like to make a brief statement before we start.
I just wanted to disclose that with respect to this application, I had had an unsolicited conversation with Russ Davies at Black Cow about, I don't know, 6-7 weeks ago, which doesn't affect my judgment or anything. There was no, nothing brought to my attention that isn't incorporated in these documents and submittals. So I just want to be on the record stating that openly, but I don't feel there's a need to recuse myself based on the conversation I had. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Why don't you tell us why you're here?
I'm here because I was asked to come back with a an amended site plan. Usually submit an as-built at the end of a project. Really in uncharted waters here with a simple build like this.
So I think we had the original, resolution approval drawings that Vinny has up on the screen there. And so maybe you can just describe what the changes from what the approved plan was to what the built plan.
After the site was excavated and the foundation went in and the house was put up, I started to, you know, work on the outside, landscape. The wall that's shown there, to the left, looking at it from the picture, right, to the left, we sort of like contoured over just a little bit, right? And then because the property came, you know, it was a slope. So I terraced off both sides.
And then on the right, you added some walls and stairs that,
well,
to make a transition
for a simple
level.
Rear access to the back, you know, to the small backyard. I mean, the patio that I put in, it's only, I don't know, 10, 12 feet wide.
Mm-hmm. And the walls that were ultimately built are closer to the property lines than the approved resolution walls.
Well,
right?
As you can see on the right-hand side, you know, it is over a little bit, but, you know,
it's just a fact of
building. I mean, that's, you know, as I, you know, listen, when you build a house and you finish off, especially the outside, you know, you deal with the property and you mold it, to, you know, to look as presentable and nice as possible. I mean, you know.
And is there anything about any of these retaining walls that were built in your opinion as the village engineer that is not zoning compliant?
No, there's not. They are zoning compliant.
And tell us about how tall are any of these walls rising to
the rear wall is a little over 2 feet less in height.
And so I know we've had sort of things about walls that were built.
I mean, not to interrupt.
We've had issues with walls that were built in setbacks that were beyond 6 feet tall, and then therefore they became a structure, and that and required a building department and sometimes a variance. I don't think there's, I mean, in my just looking at the walls and sort of looking
papers up.
Papers up here.
Okay.
Doesn't have an elevation here, but yeah, the same thing, like tapers, and then it gets taller back here. It's probably, I don't know, 6 foot wall maybe?
Well, and that was what was on the original plan back there, regardless.
Didn't really change much of that.
Okay. And, I guess that's what I have for you.
So, I mean, thanks, Mark, what you're doing is, just addressing the condition, the field conditions.
Exactly.
That you encountered. I'm guessing you've done this sort of thing on other projects in the past where you've modified the original, plan.
Yes, I have.
And historically, how have you dealt with that, say, with the engineering department?
I would just do an as-built at the completion of the job. You know, I have to have, I didn't use Link, Joe Link on this one, I used Spinelli. So I'll have him verify the, corner points of the building, right? It's part of the as-built process, and I'll have him, although I did have Dan Ciorcia come out, and I believe, Vinny, that he sent you a, signed and sealed, plot plan.
That's the one I'm showing right now.
Yeah, I didn't get a copy, but.
That is this plan right here.
Well, this is, this is a newer plan that we have in front of us.
The one that was originally submitted just was kind of cut off, it didn't have a title block and a signature and a seal, so I had him send that. It's the same thing.
It looked the same, but it was cut off from the.
So, Mark, when this does happen, you encounter this, you mention it to, the engineer, and you say, plans have changed slightly and we've got, say, this new, change to the site plan. You're saying that, in the past, that, as long as it doesn't represent a large modification, you work that out with the engineer, village engineer, but if it's something substantial, it comes back to the planning board? Is that typically what you say?
I wouldn't consider this substantial, though. I mean, if you look at the plan that was approved in the beginning, like I said, once the hole was dug and the foundation went in, I mean, to put a wall, like a, I don't know, it would be like suffocating the house, the one that was approved. So I modified it to the condition of the property that I had left with.
And was there any discussion with the engineering department as this was happening, or during the process?
Dan was there through most of the process, and then he left, and then Vinny took over.
Walls happened subsequent to Dan leaving or prior to Dan leaving?
They started with Dan here. Yeah. I mean, Ron was there on a couple of inspections. I don't know what else to say.
No, we're just trying to understand what the timeline, how it played out, and how we got to where we are here.
I don't think anyone would ever come back, right, during the process of building for a revised plan with something simple like this here. I mean, I don't know if you maybe put a small addition on the house and made it bigger or put, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the,
I mean, I think that what we saw recently as a site plan modification came back to us was this new building on Riverside where they were building this very large handicap ramp as part of their
In the front of the building.
Submission, and they wanted to change the plan and put in the stairs and a lift instead, and then re-landscape the whole thing. So
that's a whole structural modification.
That was something that the engineering department felt was substantial enough that it came back to us as a site plan modification.
I would agree with that. I'm honest with you.
I do too. I think that it just comes down to, for me, discretion within the engineering department about whether or not they felt like this was a substantial enough modification to come back to us. It's before us, so I think it is at this point, but in my opinion, I went by and I looked at the walls and I thought the walls were, you know, they
I would consider this part of the landscaping part of it. It's not a structural, like a, that was, is a big difference between what they did over on Riverside and what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, it's just part of the finished landscaping, you know. I think they look nice too.
Yeah. So, we did receive a letter from, and I don't know if you've gotten a copy of this or not, from Levin Law Group.
I have.
Sort of outlining a bunch of issues that that they felt were of consequence here. And I just want to make record of that we have received this, and that you know, there were some opinions made about what, some legal opinions that I don't think we, this board has enough. Sort of, there's no, none of us are lawyers, and we're not getting into that whole thing, I don't think. But I do understand that there has been a lot of sort of animosity and problems with
just between both neighbors on each side, that's all.
Yeah.
The person that it affects most are the Friedens across the street. Joey and Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they love the walls.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into him at the Hudson Oven on either Friday or Saturday. And while he was waiting for his order, I placed mine. We each had a cup of coffee, and they're really nice people.
So I just mentioned in this letter from the Levin Law Group that, say, the material, one of the material points it's made is that the current construction includes an unapproved permit retaining wall near the property line with setbacks under 12 feet, and that therefore this violates the code of not meeting the 12 foot setback. But Vincent, did you? That would be the setback for the primary structure, and not retaining walls or that don't go beyond the level which causes them to be a structure.
So
that's my understanding. Yeah.
Is there a setback for retaining walls?
Not that I know of. We have walls on property line very often.
And that's what I've always gone by. I did not read the letter. I, you know, didn't think it was necessary to read it. Truthfully, I mean, it's retaining walls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether I know the other guy on the other side, Davidson, wanted to have me stop working and then come back, wait 2 weeks to come back, and, you know, I didn't think that was fair. I did offer Vinny to have Dan C. Garcia, you know, measure the walls and place them on a plan for you and get on the planning board.
I may have just learned something. I had a neighbor who had some steps going down the side of his property. The names aren't important anymore, it was a while ago. But the neighbor was forced to move the stairs that led to the back part of his property inward so that it did not violate the setback in our district, I think of R85. But I didn't know that setback didn't apply to stairs or walls or that type of thing. News to me.
Based on my review of the code, I didn't see anything speaking on walls being needed to be 12 feet from the property line or anything of that nature. And I'm not sure if I can speak on the other application. I'm not sure what that
is. No, I understand. I'm just, like I told
you, I recall
I
in the past
something.
We had the large retaining wall that was on the road that went up to Hudson Regional.
Right.
That was built. Was a very tall wall, so it was tall enough that it became a structure and
that
required
the Felicaro property.
And therefore it required both a separate building permit and true variances because
it was a significant
wall. Taller than what was allowed in the setback, which I believe that's the 6 foot threshold.
Okay.
Steve, were the steps that you referenced attached to a deck?
No.
Sometimes it can be things
I've
like
been,
technical
yeah,
I've
built hundreds of decks over
right,
the years.
Right, I appreciate what you're suggesting.
Yeah,
that was not the situation.
Yeah.
It was merely
I know you can't encroach on property lines with decks.
Sure.
Right?
That's a physical structure.
But walls
like
have never been an issue.
Right.
Is it not different for the front? For the front wall? Not different from the side?
As far as I know, not different. But
there's no setback for the front either?
No, you could put a wall in the front yard of your property line, as far as I can tell. I didn't see anything prohibiting that.
At 4 feet
under a certain height.
I did learn something from Dan, though, which I was unaware of, that I could have built a portico covering over the front porch 4x8 without having to come back. You know, I'd have to place it as an, you know, on the final plan as an as-built. I opted not to do that. I don't know if you're interested in it, but the way the house was originally delivered, it was a little tiny, little jut out from the left-hand side of the door, and it had a little gutter with a leader coming down in the corner, like, I don't know, maybe 8 inches from the sideline. It looked ridiculous, so I reframed and attached it to the right side fascia board. So I just have a continuous gutter going down to one end, and I eliminated one drain field. I thought that made it a lot nicer also.
Mark, what is the square footage of your property?
The property? No, I don't have all that information locked into my head.
And the wall is how much closer to the property line?
I think Vinny and I measured. I think one side we're okay, and I mean, I don't know. I didn't measure. I really can't answer that.
Right.
I know the one wall that was that started with Davidson, with his, and I don't know why he's not here. He's the one that, you know, I think started this whole thing, and that's the one that Davis referenced in his email. That one we measured, and I thought we were okay with that one, right? Yeah.
I don't remember seeing any measurements. They are not, they're on your property, so.
But I know the
as
what
I know.
You can do with walls, so I, yeah. You know, I built them.
I have a, from the engineering department, well, the north side walls will go closer to the property line than originally approved. It remains compliant with applicable zoning requirements. Mean that this whole conversation means nothing because he meets the requirements?
He missed the requirements of zoning, but the site plan has changed, so that's why he's here, for an amended site plan.
And then I read something else where I think it was Mr. Davis talking with someone, I don't know the name, some shrubbery on the side of his property.
Davidson originally, I think, I don't know, I remember having this conversation with you, Rob. You guys wanted 5, I said 2, we settled on 3. You know, I don't want to make it look like I'm, you know, I was going to put in 5, but, you know, this guy cried about the wall, and it sort of ticked me off, you know. I just felt that, why go the extra mile? I was going to put 5 trees in. You know, I this is so unnecessary. It's unbelievable, to be honest with you. But
do 5 plans satisfy his argument?
Well, the plan says 3. Or actually, the plan says 2, but it's on the record that I would do 3. And I did plan 3. And I couldn't finish the plantings. All the material, I checked a couple of nurseries. I mean, I did hire the one company to do everything, but you know, towards the end of the season, they, you know, it's just junk that's left. So I'll do all the finished plantings and you know, color in the spring.
So there's 3 plants to be planted on the site plan. Is that right?
Well, there's a landscape plan that he has.
Yeah,
just want to make sure we follow whatever.
Yeah, no, I did. I did on that side. There was nothing on this on their side. No plantings at all. I mean, there's a whole building lot between the two houses.
My other suggestion is a porter stand out front.
It is, yeah, I didn't notice that, yeah.
It'd be nice if that could be moved.
Yeah, I'll move that.
Right in back of the border sign, I didn't see a dumpster, I don't know if it's there or not, but I didn't see it.
No, there's no.
But everything is piled up against.
It's all gone.
It is?
Oh, on the left-hand side of the, yeah, there's some straw hanging, a couple of blocks that are left over. Yeah, I'm trying to clean that up this week. I got rid of all the, you know, we're just finishing, I don't know, just. It's just amazing. I mean, two windows that I'm waiting for, the left side of the house have been backordered for a month. They were supposed to come in today, they're now coming in on Friday. I can't even finish that side of the siding. And I started, a Con Ed application in September. It's an all-electric house. I opted to, and it's more energy efficient and, you know, earth-friendly right now. I don't have electricity. It was 37 degrees in the house today. I'm still waiting on Con Ed to power up the house. And now I'm regretting it, because when Con Ed, there were a few homeowners that wanted gas on the street. And while they were there, I had the Con Ed boys put a stub to my house. And now I'm regretting not hooking up gas, because I would have had heat.
So, I'd like to close a loose end on this in my mind. I know we're not attorneys, but we were sent this letter. Mm-hmm. So I'd simply like to ask our village engineer, I'm going to assume that maybe you spoke to an attorney or our village attorney after you got this letter to nothing else cover the village's ass, so to speak. So is there any, so I'm simply going to ask, not for a legal interpretation or anything, but is there anything left that you're concerned about or that we should be concerned about vis-a-vis this legal document that's been received by the village and reviewed by our village attorney?
I would say no.
Okay. Thank you.
So Dan, you looked at the document?
We did, yes.
And
the physical issues. We're not particularly worried about it. I think the applicant is probably going to take the actions that this board includes at this time to address whatever's in that. But I understand you're able to do that.
Could you be more specific?
I think that they have indicated that they're looking for the applicant to do certain work. And my understanding is this new approval, this amended approval, will address all that. Or at least whatever the village engineer's opinion would go forward.
And then a as-built at the end of the job would be required for to close out and see a certificate of occupancy.
Right, and that would be required in the ordinary course.
So that is correct.
You're talking about these numbers one through seven?
Yeah, there were a couple of lists. We looked at all the code references as well as those comments.
So you're saying that you believe that the applicant's going to be addressing all of the issues that were raised?
That's what I'm expecting based on conversations with Amy.
Is there anything, Dan, you talked about you expect the applicant to address any outstanding issues that you might be concerned about? Is there anything that we need to include in our approval or resolution to make sure that is clear?
That would be a question for
I
think we had discussed it.
I would say, you know, just prove if you are comfortable with the plan before you. You could approve that, and that could be the new site plan that you have to conform with. So if he wants to change any other walls or stuff like that, it wouldn't conform. I guess you can give like a little bit of leeway or something if you wanted to, like you're allowed to move a wall slightly, something of that nature. But I think just if you guys are comfortable with the amended site plan, that should cover most of the issues that were raised in the letter.
And a number of them are procedural anyway, as opposed to substantive, like inspection, stop issuing a stop work order, revoking or suspending a building permit, denying a certificate of occupancy. Those are the things that would have to be done in the ordinary course. said, then they have the opportunity to look at an as-built and compare it to what's there.
May I ask, is the retaining work, the wall work finished?
Yes.
Or
it's completed.
No more walls?
No more walls.
Right. So, Mark, you're comfortable with this site plan as well, and you don't anticipate any additional changes coming?
No. Just plantings in the spring.
And the plantings will be as they were approved in the 7/15?
Well, that and some. But there's boxwoods at the top, top of each wall. I would think I want to put a nice, I was anticipating a nice cherry tree to the left of the driveway. I don't know, have you been over there lately? Because I was lucky enough to get a driveway put in with binder. I'll do a top coat in the spring also. But I want to do a nice, like a weeping cherry tree, I thought would be nice.
There is a tree shown there to the left of the driveway, so I don't know if it's called out what it is, but. But anyway, the landscaping would have to be completed as part of that.
Yeah, I've got to put down, grass. And,
do we have a draft resolution?
I can pull it up. I should be in the file. Approved a minor site plan application on June 20, 2023 for Mark Franzozzo, the applicant, for construction of a new single-family house. And whereas the subject property is located at 23 Nordica Drive in the RA9 single-family zoning district and designated on the tax map of the Village of Croton Hudson as section 79.13, block 4, lot 64, and whereas the application is for amended minor site plan approval for a revised retaining wall configuration which differs from the retaining wall approved as part of the original minor site plan, and whereas this proposal is considered type 2 action under the State Environmental Quality Review Act, SEQRA, therefore, no negative declaration is required. And now, therefore, it be it resolved that the amended minor site plan application as shown on the application dated November 24, 2025, which is what was in our packet, photographs of existing conditions and drawing number 1-1 entitled site plan prepared by CRCA Engineering PC of Yorktown, last revision date November 21st, 2025. Is that the one that we have on the table now? Okay. Be approved with the following conditions. One, that all conditions listed on the minor site plan resolution dated June 20, 2023 remain in effect. That's really all we have as far as conditions go on this draft. The as-builts would have been part of the original conditions. Let's look and make sure that is very clear. I'm sure it is. I wouldn't get a CO without that, in all honesty. I'll check in.
I
I seem to remember reading it.
As-built survey of the foundation that was required. The as-built survey should be included in the application for the particular occupancy.
Okay.
So maybe we should just say all conditions listed on the minor site plan resolution dated June 20, 2023 remain in effect, including the requirement for as-built survey prior to issuance of the certificate of occupancy.
And
one very small point, I would just add New York after Yorktown is the hometown of the CRC engineer.
And the we had the resolution up there from 2023 a minute ago, right? Was there the conditions relating to landscaping that you can bring to us?
We expect to search that.
I think it might be right up front.
Where is
it?
Yeah. I see trees. I have three additional white fir trees, 7 to 8 foot high, a total of 6 on the property.
Yeah.
And it references the landscape plan. The planting plan by the landscape architect dated June 14, 2022.
Is that what was just shown?
That's this right here.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything else on it.
I think that was referenced.
Yeah, that the landscaping shown on the plan be installed prior to issuance of the certificate of occupancy.
Mm-hmm.
Trees shall be protected with tree trunk armor. Yeah, it's the typical stuff from the code.
Anybody else have thoughts on the resolution?
No, I mean, question for you, Savin, is that do you agree that the amount of change here is does not rise to the level of being significant? Yes.
Well, I think it was significant enough in the opinion of current village engineer that it should come back before us for amended minor site plan approval. So I'm not questioning that. And I think that that traditionally the village engineer has had quite a bit of latitude in terms of discretion about site built conditions. I know I've been a party to and seen where pipes get rerouted because of some treaty or other condition that happens during construction, and it's typically coordinated with the engineer's office. I don't know exactly how this happened, and this isn't meant to be, in my opinion, a matter of enforcement. It's more about, because we don't do enforcement, it's more about let's make sure that the site plan that is approved is representative of what is built. So, I mean, it was, I think it's, my understanding is that the engineer's office has made a determination that this didn't rise to the level of, that it needed to be a minor site plan amendment, but it's not like we're starting over. It's an adjustment to plan.
Yes, that's correct. Kind of like in a gray area, I would say, where it's not the biggest change, but it's definitely not what was approved by this board in the past. So I took a conservative approach and sent the applicant back for you guys to take a look and be comfortable with the new plan.
And you're comfortable with the walls as built and that they're
Yeah, I don't see any major issues with them.
Somebody want to make a motion on this? Make a motion. Motion to approve a resolution for Mark Franzoso for construction for an amended a minor site plan for 23 Nordica Drive with the condition, the modified condition that would state all conditions listed in the minor site plan resolution dated June 20th, 2023 remain in effect, and then we add including the requirement for as-built drawings prior prior to issuing a certificate of occupancy.
Mm-hmm. Second. All in favor?
Aye. I just want to say one thing. I commend Vinny for, you know, bringing his rule of the building experience to our town. And, you know, like you said before, you know, Dan gave some latitude. Yes, he did. And everything was on the up and up and brought to the forefront at the end with an as-built. And that's the way I was going. So I just think, you know, we've got a good guy here in our building department here, you know. So I wish a lot of luck to it.
Appreciate the
I do have one other thing here. Did anybody take a look at the porch on 123 Grand?
Oh, I noticed it today, actually.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It's nice.
It came out nice.
It is, Mark.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it. Oh, and if I don't see you on the streets, have a happy holiday.
Thank you.
Take care.
Likewise.
So the other item that we have is a review of our rules and procedures. And I was wondering what changed on it, and Jeff alerted me to the change in weeknight dates for our meetings. Has that been incorporated into this?
That's what we'll do tomorrow. That's what, yeah, the first one is still the old schedule.
Okay.
So
okay.
Is that officially, maybe Trustee Simon knows, or are we officially second and fourth Tuesday going forward?
Starting next year.
Right. All 26 is fine.
Is there a reference in here, Karen, about the whatever the previous deadline was for submitting documents? Is that outside the city rules? Maybe if that's kind of an in-house thing for you guys, you don't need to list it. Is there a
H on the first page? Six. It's 6H.
7K. Good. Is there a written communication?
It is there twice. It, under Roman numeral 6, under H.
Incorporate that into a meeting? I would just say that I think that would be the ideal situation. They get it to us 12 noon the day before. But we can guarantee that that would be put on. Things that come in after, I mean, we'll try to get it on, but if someone sends something 30 minutes before the meeting, we can't guarantee that it's going to make it onto the
fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe we put something like written communication submitted 12 noon the day prior. Certainly be on the meeting materials or something of that nature. You can keep that and then just, you know, maybe say, like, the staff will work to include other communication as well as time allows.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, kind of give some leeway.
I mean, this says that it will be included in the backup. That gives you, if it comes out on Monday. Okay.
also doesn't allow you guys time to react, to bring whatever it is to the table that you might need to respond, particularly with a legal document, you know. So it's a little tight. You know, it's weird that on one hand we have, it's 12 days ahead of time or 10 days ahead of time, but yet right up to the 11th hour, other stuff can be submitted that you need to review and that we should review. But
that does gives us public time to read the stuff that gets submitted 10 days in advance.
Right.
And then give them time to respond to it. There's some, I guess there's some logic to it. But the way we might amend this is that, you know, we keep the wording in here about it being submitted at 12 noon the day prior, and then we can say anything received after that, whatever that wording is, there's no guarantee it's going to be.
Will be included at the availability of the time on the staff.
Yeah, something exactly along those lines. Wording, exact wording, I'm not sure what the best way to say it is, but I think we're on the same page on what we're, the goal is.
I'd also make a suggestion that I was looking at Roman numeral 5, letter C. I don't have a problem with what's written here, but in practice, we really haven't been doing this. That there's nothing on the agenda that allows or solicits comments from the planning board about something that, like, I'm liaison to the CCAC.
Yeah, yeah.
And the agenda comes out, and we go through it, and I never remember to report on anything significant that, or, and Eva's on there too, so it's the same difference, really, either one of us can comment, but we don't put it on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that we handle the agenda in a way that prompts anything we're liaison to
exactly.
comment.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Discussion.
Yeah, something general. I mean, we used to, there was an issue for a long time about we would occasionally have
engineers report.
What was it?
Engineers report.
Engineers report, where at least we had the opportunity to ask Dan for an update. It wasn't necessarily, oh, this needs to happen. You know, it wasn't us saying things that needed to happen, but hey, whatever happened with that application on such and such, is it moving forward anymore? Or did they get their CO? Just informationally, so in our minds, we can close the loop on stuff we've done in the past. So I think if it was simply under discussion, paren, you know, liaison reports, something like that would
be good. That could be a good way to go about it. Yeah, that's the agenda, like, every month, unless there's nothing to report, you can take it off, basically.
Well, why don't you just add, like, number 4 to your agenda that says that, it says if any.
Yeah.
So you could always leave it on.
Yeah, liaison updates.
And
that's a good idea.
Approval minutes would be 5.
If any is good, because sometimes we don't have it.
Yeah. Right. Well, and a lot of times, you know, the CAC does their job well, and there's not always something substantive that the planning board needs to know going forward, you know, unless there was a new initiative launched on, you know, night skies or something like that.
I agree.
Dark skies, sorry.
Yeah, we could add that. And what about, like, if you wanted to discuss, like, old planning board plans that were approved that are in the process of being built that you're curious on? You want to add that too?
I would. I think it's very useful for us to be.
You just see that on the engineer's report. Somebody mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where I've seen it.
Yes.
But
wait, is that the name of the agenda?
Liaison update.
Liaison.
Can we make it liaison / engineer's report, paren, if any?
Yes.
That's good.
Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Then you cover both bases.
Okay.
Thank you.
So just to lock this wording on, if we get a written communication after 12 noon on Monday, anything submitted after that time will be included,
what?
If time permits.
Is not guaranteed to be included as, is not guaranteed to be included in the in the meeting
packet material.
Yeah.
Okay.
submit it after noon Monday. It's not guaranteed that it will be included in the meeting.
Yes, let's just say that.
And meeting materials? Okay, so that's one that Steve brought up, 6H. Now, is there anything we had to do with 7K? Agenda items. Okay, yeah, so we'll leave that, we'll add that same clause.
That works.
To that.
Do you have anything else to add?
No.
I'm throwing this out for opinion. I'm not saying that we should do this, but on 7I, applicants will not have a time limit to speak. Should we add in parentheses at the discretion of the chairperson? Could see an extreme situation where somebody's on their soapbox as they were not so long ago after an application, and you know, this at least gives the discretion to the chair. The chair should always control the meetings, and I don't want the applicant to be controlling.
I don't mind that.
What do you guys think?
Since this was written, we actually appointed a deputy chair,
right?
Which is
just deputy.
Deputy. So, I mean, we can keep it as is. We can say it goes to deputy chair, whatever it is. That would be the function of the deputy chair, I think, or whatever it's called. So this becomes then the chairperson's absent, the deputy chairman steps in.
If we're missing both of them, we need an alternate.
Don't go there.
Who's not allowed to speak, except when they are. To sit on the end of the dais.
Yeah,
I'm going to get a little chair.
There'll be a small table like Thanksgiving.
On the side.
It'll say trainee on top of their name.
All right. Anybody have anything else? Please.
I know you. Number 5, general rules of procedure. B, every motion must be seconded before being put to a vote. All motions must be employed.
Motion was
okay.
To approve the application
okay.
As
or a resolution.
Or a resolution. Draft resolution as amended or whatever.
Thank you.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was confused when you asked the question.
One other question. I speak for 5 minutes and you don't like what I say. The time is up. I sit down and I get back up on speak for another 5 minutes. I thought we had addressed that at some point. Can you speak more than once? Wait your turn.
It doesn't say that.
I know we have some people who
will be. But, I mean, I don't think the village board doesn't.
items, then they can speak again on their non-agenda items at a board meeting. But we don't function like that.
We don't have that opportunity.
Right.
So he's.
I think it's understood, you speak once and.
You're suggesting it go in there explicitly? That speakers may, that speaker may speak only once on a given topic?
That's a good question, but I just think it's kind of obvious.
Well, I mean, I think the scenario John's talking about is, you got a very controversial issue. You have ten people speaking, somebody does for 5 minutes, and something else occurs tonight, they want a second crack at the same topic.
I actually saw that at a village board meeting, yeah.
And he's saying we should just put it, make it clear that no, can't do that, you won't have a 5 minute shot.
No reason not to, but if you feel more comfortable with that.
Would that also cover different applicants? Does an applicant or someone speak against it?
Oh, yeah, they can speak again.
Another applicant, that person would be.
Different topic?
Another applicant.
Oh, hell, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem with that.
Because they have to speak about the topic at hand, they're not allowed to pontificate about non-agenda items, at least in this.
Yeah, most.
Yeah.
Okay. We got the gist of that? Okay. Want to make a motion?
Motion to, well, is there a motion required, or are we just making recommendations on the rules?
No, I think we have to adopt it if we.
I'm just asking. Sure, well, if, make a motion to adopt the planning board rules and procedures, changing item one to be second and fourth Tuesdays, making the changes we discussed on submittals, the day before on item 6H. 7K, as well as.
It was 5A.
5A, designating the deputy chair as the person that steps in as acting chairperson. And on item 7I, that applicants are. They will not have a time limit to speak, but it's at the discretion of the chair if things are going too long. I think that covers it.
I think you got it. Okay. Second.
Over here?
Mm-hmm.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. The last item we have is the minutes from the meeting of November 4th. I have no comments on the minutes. I thought they were very nicely done.
I have a very minor comment on under old business, that first big paragraph. They're not flower pots. This isn't two spots. They're flower beds in front of the grand down there. And that's on the Karen on the third line. Fifth line. Great, thank you. So, oh, there was one more, sorry. On page two, three, four, really minor. The fourth paragraph under new business, the applicant brought up the parkland fee. Just missing the word though. Thank you.
We just had page three, the number four, approval of minutes. Just that headline, draft minutes that we approved for that meeting would have been the minutes of October 7th.
Motion to approve the meeting minutes from November 4th as amended.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. How many of you guys have been to the Grand?
I have.
A couple of times now.
Yeah, twice.
It's super fun, right?
So, yeah,
wow. So. You like walk in there and you're like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
I just went,
yeah.
Like, Williamsburg or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, you walk back out and you're like, whoa, we're back in Kroger.